Elizabeth Heiser was working in her backyard when she made an unusual discovery.
It's a very round rock, and we were digging in the back garden, and in the dirt we found this thing, which I immediately thought was a cannonball, and spent a lot of time trying to find out if there were stone cannonballs, to find out that there were not. And then I wondered, what is it?
Turns out that grapefruit-sized rock Elizabeth found is called a concretion. To learn more, we met up with Erica Danielson, a geologist with the Ohio Department of Natural Resources. As we walk towards the creek that cuts through Shale Hollow Park, we see tall cliffs with horizontal layers of red, gray, and brown shale. Danielson says that to understand how concretions develop, you first have to understand shale.
When shale forms, it's originally like mud that gets deposited at the bottom of an ocean. And as that gets buried and pressed down by more and more sediment, eventually all that mud will compress and all the water will be squeezed out of it, and it will turn into a rock that we see today.
Walking along the water, we immediately see large round concretions sticking out of the cliffside and poking up from the creek bed. And these are much bigger than the one Elizabeth found in her backyard. Danielson says that's typical.
We can find them anywhere from like centimeter size, really little, to up to about like 9 feet. So some of the biggest ones in Ohio are specifically in this formation, the Ohio Shale, and the largest ones are about 9 feet in diameter.
To understand the best theory on how concretions form, we have to travel back to the Devonian Age, about 360 million years ago. It was a time before dinosaurs known as the Age of Fish. The sea that covered Ohio was swarming with life. The fossil record indicates that a species of enormous armored fish called Dunkleosteus hunted for prey in the waters near the surface. When one of those giants died, a part of its body, say a fleshy jawbone, might sink deep into the thick mud on the ocean floor. Danielson says the decomposition of that organic material is how concretions start.
Bacteria and microorganisms will start breaking down that organic matter around that jawbone, and that will change the chemistry in the mud and the water around that jawbone. And that change in chemistry allows for the carbonate minerals to start precipitating in that zone.
So chemical changes create a sort of bubble in the mud where other minerals can settle. In this case, it's carbonate minerals, the same stuff that rocks like limestone are made of. Fast forward a few million years, and those clay minerals in the mud have formed into layers of shale, and the carbonate mineral-filled bubbles have solidified into the sphere-shaped rocks we call concretions. Because of how concretions form, paleontologists sometimes find fossils inside of them, and that makes Elizabeth curious.
I don't know what my odds are if I crack mine open that I'm going to find something in it.
Probably pretty low. So it depends. Maybe there's probably more concretions without fossils in the center than there are concretions with fossils, but you can never tell from the outside. So.
And that's not the only mystery about concretions. Geologists study them to find clues about ocean chemistry and mineral deposits in the Devonian period, and Danielson says there's still much more to discover.
There's more questions around concretions than answers that they give. More people speculate as to what do the concretions mean about these things than looking at concretions and saying, oh, these give us answers.
Concretions aren't particularly valuable like other precious rocks or crystals, but they are a fascinating window into Ohio's distant past and a reminder, you never know what you might find in your own backyard. For WOSU News, I'm Michael DeBonis.